You just listened to The Cloak Ox live in Studio K here on Off the Record. Thank you guys so much for coming in. How's everyone doing?
Oh, we're doing very well, Abby. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So you guys have a new record out, Shoot the Dog.
Shoot the Dog.
Yep. What was the process like putting this together?
Oh, we recorded with this guy, Neil Weir, and he was like a maniac. He has this hair.
Maniac. Total maniac.
It's like the bigger his hair got, the more maniacal he became with each passing day. So we'd show up to the studio, and he has this closet of whips.
Things we learn about Neil every day.
Neil was tough on us with the whips and all, but it really turned out to help the whole process of making the record. It took about a year. Lots of rewriting and redoing and re-editing and tinkering and all that stuff, but we're proud of it. We're proud of it. So it was a long one. It wasn't the kind of one where you just churn it out in a couple weeks. We actually kind of really paced ourselves and took our time and wanted to make sure we did everything the way we thought was best. So that's what we did.
Great. And I noticed, could you talk about some of the heavier themes in this album? Like I noticed on Hot Hands and Shoot the Dog.
What can I say? Mark?
Andrew. Well, not having written any of the lyrics, although I did recommend the book The Road to Andy, so I feel like I'm somewhat responsible for some of this. Cormac McCarthy book, The Road. Have you read it?
Yes, I have.
I read that in Amsterdam, and I was weeping. Crying in Amsterdam. Oh. There's no point going to Amsterdam if you're going to read The Road. But anyway, Andrew, back to you.
I actually took that and sold it to Half Price Books. Didn't read it. But the point is that some of the themes on the album, you know, it takes some turns down some roads that deal with darker stuff. What can I say? I mean, you know, what? I don't know what to say.
No worries.
How's that?
That is perfectly fine. And I noticed you guys also did some collaborations on this album. Would you like to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, we brought in some friends and some old friends and some new friends. So there's lots of great musicians and singers that came in and helped out and sang a line here or played a part there. Nona from Dark, Dark, Dark. Tune Day from TV on the Radio sang a bit. This guy, Frankie Garcia, played all the hand percussion on there. There's a lot of people. Justin Vernon's on there.
Devon
Gray is on there. What can I say?
Basically,
real
people
honor.
People that are better than us at those particular things.
Yeah, we tried to mask all of our weaknesses with what were the skeletons of very dull songs, and we sat there and listened in the control room as Neil whipped us.
And he said, "This tune needs congas."
Yeah, and, right. Congas, whip. Congas, whip. Until we found just went on Craigslist or whatever. No, we didn't do that.
You did find Frankie on Craigslist, right?
No. Well, we found him. He was on Craigslist when we found him. Looking for a couch.
And you rescued him from Craigslist.
Yeah. He went down a real weird wormhole with the couches and everything. We're like, "Oh, Frankie, come play on the record." So that was good for him and us.
Cool. And then after your show here in Minneapolis on October 4th, where are you guys headed?
We're headed eastward, Madison, Chicago, places in between Chicago and New York, and then New York.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And then also in spirit of our pledge drive here on Radio K, what's your guys' favorite thing about Radio K?
I listen to Radio K all the time, to be very honest with you. I have a little son and I wake up with him early in the morning and we listen to Radio K and we dance around. He doesn't like it so much when modern bands try to do Phil Spector type music.
Yeah.
he finds that sort of pointless. Like, what are you trying to add to this sound? apart from that, I think, like, what was the question?
What was your favorite thing about Radio K?
I love Radio K. I literally find out about most of the new music I know about via Radio K. And, you know, it's just exciting that you guys take chances that other radio stations don't and are willing to play things that other radio stations might not have the scope to be able to do, or have certain restrictions that might keep them from playing that. You know, I don't know. It's more adventurous and young spirited, and that's why I enjoy Radio K.
Awesome, cool, and thank you guys again so much for coming in. Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners out there?
We have a record out called Shoot the Dog on Totally Gross National Product. That's pretty exciting to all of us. And we're playing a live concert at the Fine Line Music Cafe 1 week from today. I believe that's an early one. Might want to check.
All ages, I think.
Right? I believe that's an all ages show as well. Yep, that's an all ages show, definitely. And I want to say doors are at 5, something like that. But check your yellow pages.
Awesome. Thanks again, Cloak X, for coming in. And we back to more local music here on Off the Record.